Be ready and prepared, because the Son of Man, Christ, is coming at an hour, that hour, when you do not expect. Christ is reminding us this weekend to be always well prepared. And if we are well prepared, to persevere in our preparedness, to remain faithful, steadfast, and thus being always ready. As we go throughout the week, we'll see flashed onto our screens, iPads, and whatever other technological devices we have, pictures of outstanding sportsmen and sportswomen. The Olympics are on, and perhaps we'll be focusing on a particular event, someone we might even know. And as they talk about the athletes and their outstanding ability, what they've done and not done, and perhaps compare them to other athletes, these are the heroes of the sporting world. Of course, there's heroes of different domains of life. Of the political world, you might think of Menzies. Some may even think of John Howard, someone who's perhaps left a legacy, an imprint on our political world. Or if you turn to literature, perhaps it's someone like a great writer, someone that you've held in high esteem, that's kept people focused. Perhaps it was Tolkien, C.S. Lewis, someone perhaps of an English background or an American. Or perhaps in music, you think about the people who have instilled a sense of beauty in our world. Beethoven, Mozart, for some it might even be the Beatles. These names all ring bells, and they ought to, because they have left a mark, an imprint on the world in their own domain. But in religion, what name, apart from Christ, can pull together different religions, different beliefs? One name that comes forward is the name Abraham, who's the focus of this weekend. In fact, we have from the book of Hebrews that chapter 11, which is an extraordinary chapter, dedicated to one man. He's a patriarch. We hear about Noah, Moses, David. Well, Abraham's up there with the best of them, because he brings together three monotheistic religions: Jews, Christians, and Muslims. They all claim him as their founding father. What's a religion? A religion, the word religare means to bind. It's the person being bound to God in work, words, and wonders, or creed, code, and cult. It's what we believe, how we live, and the mode of worship by which we, as creatures, adore our Creator. A religion sets forth those domains on how we go about our form of service to that God. Abraham is a key player here to kick off these religions, because he's the founding father of Israel. And from Israel, the Jews came. Of course, in the fullness of time, Christ would be a Jew, the Jewish Messiah, in fact. And all the Jews were meant to become Christians, Christian Catholics. So you can have here a connection between the old and the new. And Abraham's that leading light that they all look back to. Islam, the Muslims, they come in the 5th century. They're a concoction, a minestrone of beliefs, Jewish belief, Christian belief, and Arabic belief. Islam is not a true religion in the sense that it's founded by a man called Muhammad. The Jews are all meant to become Christians. We believe the Christian faith is the true faith, and the triune God is the true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Islam does not teach that. But it does teach that they believe Abraham is their founding father, but not according to Isaac. We recall that Abraham had two sons. One was illegitimate, the other was legitimate, in the sense that God had promised him, after testing him extensively in his fame, fortune, and family, God pushed him to the limit time and time again to see how faithful he would be, to see whether he would persevere. And he did. But the last test was with regards to his family, his future. He was well over 100, when his son Isaac was growing up, the only son promised by God. But prior to Isaac, because of his impatience at one stage and misguided wisdom, he had a relationship with his wife's maidservant, and a child was called Ishmael. Ishmael was not the child willed by God. And when Isaac, the promised son, came along, Ishmael was pushed into the background and eventually disappears out of history to resurface as the father of the Arab people. And it's this illegitimate son that the Muslims claim to be the true son and the true lineage from Abraham to them. They say, we've changed the story. In fact, the story was not changed by us, but God himself. And the rest is history. But it is fascinating that all three religions claim and go back to Abraham. Perhaps there's a fighting feud, a family feud that's been going on since then that still rages in the Middle East today. Whatever the case, Abraham remains for us a man of tremendous faith. And that's why that second reading, a long reading, focuses on him. He also is mentioned in the liturgy and throughout other parts of Scripture. And we turn to him to ask him to help us be always prepared, ready, and persevering in our resolutions. Often we begin a resolution, perhaps at the start of the year or on some occasion, and it kind of fades, disappears into the background over time. Abraham stuck to his deal with God. He was steadfast in persevering and thus won the great reward of being the patriarch of faith in antiquity. He inspired, I'm sure at some stage, our own Australian woman of heroism, Mary of the Cross. We think of heroes, it's her solemnity on Monday. Once again, we're at that time of the year when we think about her life as we commemorate it and perhaps focus on what she had to endure in her short time here on earth. As you know, she's Australia's first saint, beatified by John Paul and canonised by Pope Benedict of late. And it was her heroism in the little things of life, her perseverance and not giving up. In spite of adversity from within her order, from without, in diocese, through poor health, through misunderstandings, she kept on going. She had a goal in sight. She was focused and, like an athlete for Christ, she kept going. And her prayer was the mainstay of her holiness. She could have given up on many occasions, but her prayer kept her going. So we turn to the good Lord and we ask that we might be like her, prayerful, so that we too may remain steadfast as did Abraham of old and Mary McKellar of Australian history. And one day too, please God, that we shall be numbered among the saints because of that perseverance, that readiness, that ability to keep on going when the going gets tough. Praise be Jesus Christ.